open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing, overflow, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing we cannot contain. Let it rain.
Hey.
Let it rain.
You have turned my morning to dancing. You've turned my whole life around. You have turned my, and I thank you.
All right, that's all right.
Thank you, Lord. You have turned my morning to dancing. You've turned,
yes, Lord, yes,
my
Lord,
sorrow to joy. You have turned my whole life around, and I thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
You have turned my morning to dancing. You've turned.
Yes.
My sorrow to joy, you have turned my whole life around, and I thank you. Thank you, Lord, you have turned my morning to dancing. You turned my sorrow to joy, you have turned my whole life around, and I thank you. Thank you, Lord, you have turned my morning to dancing. You turned my sorrow to joy, you have turned,
hey,
my whole life around, and I thank you.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord, you have turned my morning to dancing. You turned my sorrow to joy, you have turned my whole life around, and I thank you.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn it around,
open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, overflow, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing we cannot contain. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, overflow, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing we cannot contain.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord. Glory with everything that's going on around us. It is good to be in the house of the Lord, that we can serve him, we can worship him. Hallelujah, because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is all his. So as we sing, sing with us, because in the midst of the storm, sometimes we can't see him. We can't hear from him. Sometimes we can't see it in his word. But I'm here to encourage you, to let you know he's already here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We watch and we wait, Lord. We anticipate the moment you choose to appear. We worship, we praise until there's no debate. And we recognize you're already here. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We watch and we wait, Lord. We anticipate the moments you choose to appear. We worship, we praise unto, there's no debate, and we recognize you're already Hallelujah. Hey, you're already here. Hallelujah. You're already here. Oh, Lord. You're here. Balm for my wounded soul, you're here, because you choose to make us whole. We watch and we wait, Lord, we moments you choose to appear. We worship, we praise unto, there's no debate, and we recognize you're already here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, already here. Hallelujah, already here. Hallelujah, 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 already here. On your job, he's there. In your marriage, he's there. Hallelujah. In your illness, he's there. In your healing, he's there.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Oh, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this day, dear Lord. We thank you for each and every person that has come into the house. We come into the house to magnify your name and to worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory to your wonderful name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We welcome each and everybody to Deliverance Temple. This is Deliverance Temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we worship the Lord in spirit and truth under the power of the Almighty and the anointed God. So we welcome each and every one of you. We love you. We give you hugs. You know, those air hugs. We give them all to everybody. Thank you for being with us and also for respecting the social distancing. It's a hard one on us at this church, because we're all about hugging and being close to each other. But we thank each and everybody for respecting that, for wearing their masks, for sitting 6 feet apart, for standing 6 feet apart. We thank you. And I thank you for being able to do this month. God is just wonderful in his glory. Please stand with me as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And just for, you can be seated, but just on the recap, on the end of July, I want you to know the Lord has really worked with me this month, and I thank God for being able to open on this month. And he started me off with my favorite scripture, 2 Timothy 1 and 17. Okay? God has not given us a spirit of fear. And we got to remember that. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Then Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon, absolutely no weapon that's formed against us is going to prosper, none. No tongue, no judgment that rises up against us. Because our righteousness is not of us, we have not done absolutely nothing for this righteousness and this grace, but it is of the Lord God Almighty. Then he gave me Romans 8, 38 and 39. What shall separate you from the love of God? What? Nothing, absolutely nothing shall separate, okay? Then Psalms 37, 25. I was young and now I'm old. And if you're a day older than you were before, you're older. But I've never, absolutely never seen the righteous. And who's the righteous? We are. We are the righteousness of God. Never seen the righteous forsaken or its seed. Its seed, anything that you put your hands to, your seed, begging bread. Never forsaken or begging bread. Then he wrapped it up with me on his promise. And I'm going to read to you Isaiah 45, 36. 45, 3 through 6. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I'm reading from the King James. That thou may know that I am the Lord, which calleth thee by thy name, am the Lord of Israel. I am the Lord God, which calleth you by name. For Jacob, my servant's sake, already planted before you, were seeds. And Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, that knoweth not me. I have already surnamed you that don't even know me. I am the Lord, and there is none, absolutely none, no God beside me. I gird thee, thou hast not even known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the east that there is none besides me. I am the Lord and there is none else. Give God the honor and praise for his holy word. We're going to read our declaration because today we declare that we believe that through the word of God we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to him, we are coming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us, Barriers are being broken and increase is coming to us greater before in Jesus' name. And before I take my seat, I just want to remind Deliverance Temple and all that we pray. At the beginning of the year, we started praying for restorations of families. We are praying for restorations of families in the hard spot. Who knew that we was going to have to go home to deal with them? But we were praying for restorations of families in those hard spots. Those spots that, you know what, we want to deal with another day. Continue to be encouraged in the power and the strength of God Almighty. Amen. All right, Brother Mark.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Y'all don't have to be quiet. Well, good morning once again. I'm here to give just a few brief announcements this morning. I may have to go to this other mic. It's pretty scratchy. Maybe if I set it down, we'll go like that. You hear me fine? Okay, real good. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday morning for the prayer conference call. We have been doing this for a while. You know, and there are a faithful band of believers that gathers every Tuesday and Thursday. You're welcome to join us. And if not, let us know if you have prayer requests. We're happy to add those to the list. We see God moving all the time, answering prayer for His people. And so we make this opportunity available to you, both to join us and, if not, to let us know what your prayer requests are. And we really rejoice, don't we, Deacon Carter, when we get the praise reports. Things are happening and that God is moving on our behalf. So we're grateful always for that. Join us on Sunday mornings right here for Transformation Hour, and we just wrapped up a series this month that we called Reflections on Transition. How many of you understand we're in transition? Yeah. Newsflash, if you didn't know, now you know. You're in transition, and for God's people, we're going somewhere better. Oh, wow. I must have the wrong folks, Minister Rogers. I thought I was at Deliverance Temple. I know we got some visitors, but we got enough of the rest of y'all to co-sign with me when I said, we're going somewhere better. We're not interested in transitioning down. We're not interested in transitioning backwards. We're going up, First Lady says. And so we're looking forward to that. Next week we'll start a brand new series. Don't know quite what that is, but the Lord will give it to us, I'm sure, between now and Sunday. So come on back, 9 o'clock. We're also available, that particular broadcast is available on our Facebook Live page, which is DT Live on Facebook. And so we had a number of people, last I checked, there were 32 views already this morning on Facebook. So it's not just the folks who are gathered here, but we're getting that word out to everybody we can. Then join us as well then on Wednesday evenings. We're back here in the building, but also that broadcast is available on Facebook Live. Working her way back up through some technology issues, but we're getting the audio out there at least with Minister Regina Rogers as she's doing Bible study. Still fruit of the Spirit, working our way through that, all nine of them, I believe, right? And so come on out and get your knowledge on there. We can't live any better than what we know, First Lady has told us for years. So get your knowing on, get your knowledge on, come on out, right? And if you need to catch up, again, go to the DT Live Facebook page and catch the previous broadcast. And that way you can get caught up on the study if you desire to. Hey, we had an awesome mobile food pantry this month once again. And I got to tell you, man, it is an emotional experience for me. And we've been doing this for more than 3.5 years every month. But I tell you, lately, it has been a real emotional experience as we've had some folks come through the line, and they're just so grateful to get the little bit of food that we are sharing with them. They're so grateful to get it. They're blessing us and thanking God for our service and our ministry to them. And then we have, from time to time, some folks who are just in desperate need. We had a young lady come through the line, and it's not our, we've got this down to a fine science, guys. So you fill out the application, we get you on the list, we give you a robocall the night before, you know when to show up. I mean, I've got it down pat. But how many of you know crisis doesn't always follow nice and neatly along those paths? So we have people from time to time who just show up. We saw the cars, we heard it was going, my neighbor told me, we saw it somewhere, we're here. And typically, because we have our food vendor, we have an exact amount set aside for the folks who had signed up. It kind of throws things sideways, or can, when folks show up unexpectedly. So we typically don't let them do that. We let them fill out an application and we'll get you next month. Well, this particular young lady had filled out the app, and she was with a friend, another lady in the line, and I'm going through like 90 cars, and I'm coming back across the campus here, and I hear, "Sir, sir," and the other young lady runs up to me, and she says, "Can my friend receive some help today? She really, really needs it." And I look around, and the young lady is in the car, and she is in tears. And I look at the application, and I see she has 3 children. And I don't know what all she's going through at home, but I know she's trying to feed those 3 children. So I told her, get in the line. Absolutely. We're going to take care of you today. And they're so grateful for so little. And I'm just reminded when I drive home and go in my air-conditioned house and open my cabinets, and they're all full of everything. The refrigerator is full, and we got 2 freezers. Don't hate. God is good. But be grateful is all I'm saying, man. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. So looking forward to next month. Hey, listen, you can give the way you've been giving when we weren't here. You can continue to give by Cash App if that's your preference. We got Square, we got PayPal, we got it all. You can find all those available on the giving tab of our website, deliverancetemple.org, deliverancetemple, all one word, .org. Likewise, here in the sanctuary, our deacons will be coming to serve you in just a moment, and Sister Tyra will be available to swipe your card if you would care to give that way. And she's going to be right in the back of the auditorium. There she is in that beautiful black and red. There she goes. Yes. That's our CFO. Amen. So with that, I think we're about done. Yeah. Just want to remind you that you're at Deliverance Temple. We're a faith-filled community. We got faith, y'all. We believe. And it's a place where families and individuals are healed and empowered. Not to just warm a pew, but for growth and service. And it all happens through God's transforming love. Amen? God bless you. Deacons, in your hands. ¶¶
We're not quite together yet. We have to do a lot of things differently. I forgot I had to come get my other mic because of all the things that we're facing. But, you know, I'm just grateful to be here. I'm like David. Well, my name's David, too, so I'm like, praise God. The brothers said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we have come through a real problem, still kind of going through, but we're getting used to, you know, going through. It's okay. And I'm going to be understanding to you. Thank God for the encouragements that we're getting. This is a little different, but we're still having church. We're still praising God. I was glad when they said unto me, you know, let's go to church. Let's go worship God. Now, I know we can do it at home. Yeah, it was kind of different. I'm sitting at my kitchen table, and I'm preaching from the table, you know. I wasn't dressed, you know, praise God, but it's just good to be back. This is our new normal that we have. Glad to see you here. God has not given us the spirit of fear, spirit of power, and of love and of a sound mind. I want to invite your attention to the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew. Now I'm reminded of a brother and his son. They came to church and the little boy was asking his dad, he said, when the preacher gets up, he does certain things. He opens his Bible, and the last thing he does is take out his clock and sits it on the pulpit. And the little boy said, "Dad, what's that for?" He said, "Absolutely nothing." Praise God. Well, he's right. Amen. But I'm going to do something different this morning. I'm not going to hold you long. I just want to give you something to think about. I want something that you can kind of digest for the rest of the day. I am absolutely excited about what God is doing, and it's okay any way He wants to do it. Amen? Praise God. So I want you to bear with me just a little while. From the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, we will start. And Jesus was having a conversation with a brother. He was a centurion, and he had heard about Jesus, and he had a problem. You know, it's okay to seek the Lord when you have a problem. That's all right. Don't worry about it. He is a problem solver. Jesus, if you're sick, He would lay hands on you or He'd speak the word and you would get well. So here we find this centurion. He was not a Jew. He was one of us. Praise God. He asked Jesus. Jesus came to Capernaum and he asked him, "Lord, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor." Verse 5, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, and there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, 'Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented.'" Hallelujah. He needed a favor. And he heard that Jesus was a healer. He may have been one of the thousands that was in a crowd that watched Jesus perform miracles. So he was okay coming to Jesus. He said, "I'm going to the right source." You know, sometimes if you have to know where to go to get the help that you need, that's part of the process. If you need some money, don't come to me. You go to the bank. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. You don't go to your broke brother-in-law looking for some money. So he came to Jesus and said, my servant has a problem, sick and grievously tormented." And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about faith that gets results. That gets results. Hello? Somebody. If you are coming to Jesus asking for help of any kind, he says, okay, I will help you. He said, I will come and take care of the business. Hallelujah. Well, the centurion said to him, Lord, you don't need to go. You don't need to come to my house. In fact, I'm not even worthy that you come under my roof. I'm a Gentile, you are a Jew, and I know you have certain rules and regulations that you go by. But since you're willing to come, I don't want you to even come. I'm not worthy. Hello, somebody. If you'll just speak the word, y'all don't hear me. If you will just say the word, my servant will be healed. Now, that's the kind of faith that moves God. That's the kind of faith that gets things done. Hallelujah. Now, he wasn't just saying something. He said, I believe if you come and do it, it'll happen. But you don't have to come, because he said, let me tell you how I'm set up here. I'm a centurion. I've got 100 captains under me, and they all obey what I say. Hallelujah. And when I tell one to come, he'll come. And when I tell another to go, he will absolutely go. Hello. So I understand some things. I understand authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. He says, I understand authority. I understand because, see, I've been in this setup a long time. I understand. Now, I know that we are both, I'm a captain and you are too, but I understand that your calling is greater than mine. I've got certain things. I can command men to do some things and they'll do it. But this is a little out of my character. I can't do this. I've done everything I could do for my servant, and he's still sick. And I believe I've heard somewhere that you can open blinded eyes. You can cause deaf ears to be open. Hallelujah. And you can do whatever that's needed at the time. He said, I understand authority. So what I want you to do, you just speak the word. Save yourself a trip. Hallelujah. See, I'm sure this centurion had some idea. He probably knew Genesis 1 and 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke and things happened. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Jesus has the power to speak things into existence. The Father did it from the beginning. Let there be light, and darkness fled away. Had to. Didn't waste any time. When he said, light be, light came. Oh my God. Something about the power of words. But see, he believed this. See, you got to believe that God is who he said he is. You don't go to God with your head hanging down and say, oh, Lord, now, if you can. Well, there was a man that did this. Jesus had come down from the mountain, and a young man had a son that was possessed, had fits, praise God, And he said, Lord, if you can do something, please help me if you can. The Lord said, if I can, hallelujah, I can do all things. I can. All right, all right. If you come to God with the right attitude, see, if you understand that he can do what he says he can do, you can get whatever you want if you have the faith. Faith cometh by hearing by. So this man was equipped. He was not a theologian. Didn't have to be. You don't have to be a theologian to get something from God. You just have a little faith. You just understand that whatever he says, he can do. And Jesus had already said, I will come. Hallelujah. So it wasn't a question of whether he was willing or not. But the brother said, no, no, it's okay. You don't have to come. I believe your word. And Jesus was astonished. Here, this Gentile has enough confidence in me. He's not a Jewish scholar, but yet he believes. My God. Jesus said, I haven't heard about this kind of faith even in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. See, I want you to know faith is a powerful agent. But you have to have it to get what God has for you. Faith is kingdom currency. You run out of money, you use your faith. You sick, you get healed. Come on, somebody. Use your faith. Don't put it under a bushel. Believe God. Trust God. If God said, my God, with my stripes, you are healed, then you believe that. And guess what? Guess what? Oh, my God. Jesus said, hallelujah. Go, hallelujah. If you believe what you said, it shall be done unto you. And the Bible said, when the man went home, somebody told him, say, hey, your servant is healed. Hallelujah. If you believe God, if you trust God, and you don't have to worry about will it happen. I want to leave this with you because I'm a, praise God. I don't want you sitting up with your mask on and getting hot and, you know, disgusted. I want you to hear this. If you have a problem and you have the faith, hallelujah. If you turn to Mark 11, 23, Jesus was talking to his disciples now. And the Bible said he cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree dried up. Less than 24 hours, it was out of circulation, dead at the root. And Peter marveled at this and said, Lord, this is something else. And the Lord said to him, hallelujah, 23rd verse, verily I say unto you, no, first of all, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, hallelujah, verily, truly I say unto you, hallelujah. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not be cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith. What do you say? Do you say he can do it? Or do you say, well, he may try? Can you believe? Can you say that whatever God says, I receive it? He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Hallelujah. Now, do you believe that? Some people have problems believing that God is able to do what he promised to do. That he is wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Now, he didn't say you'd be healed right away. Now, sometimes, and this is what I want to leave you with, sometimes we pray and ask God for things, and we don't get it in 10 minutes. Praise God. We'll pray again and give him, Lord, I give you 30 minutes to get this done, Lord. Because, see, I need it bad. But listen, if you tell God, if you believe God, if you trust him, and you ask him, Lord, can I have this? And God says, yes. Hallelujah. Then you can look for it. It doesn't matter whether it's one day or 2 days or 2 years. You keep believing God. Keep trusting him. Keep understanding that God is going to do what he promised to do. He will move heaven and earth to keep his word. Oh, hallelujah. Let me get back to that 23rd verse. Hallelujah. For verily, truly I say unto you, that whosoever say to this mountain, be thou removed, and shall be cast into the sea, and doubt not in his heart. See, if you doubt, doubt fights fear. Doubt blocks faith. Hello, somebody. If you believe it and don't doubt, don't let doubt come up in your heart. And see, the devil, first thing he wants to do, he wants to make you doubt. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Hey, that's too much. That's not going to happen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever thing that you shall ask when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. That's simple. That's absolutely simple. See, we think faith goes, oh my God, I've got to fast for 3 days and I've got to be careful where I go and do and whatever. No, no, no. Just believe God. Put your confidence in him and him alone. Let me give you something to take home with you. Praise the Lord. When you ask God to do something for you, let it go. Don't go ask, praise God, your friend, what do you think about that? No, no, no. You've already asked God. Then you have faith to believe that he's going to do it. Then just look for it. You expect what you ask God to do. That's what he does. Hello, somebody. Whatsoever thing that you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive it. And what? It is yours. Most of the time is we don't believe we're going to do it. Somebody has come in and told you, honey, no, honey, I had something like that 2 years ago, and I prayed about it and did nothing. I still got it. That's doubt. Well, as long as you have doubt, you don't have faith. Oh, faith moves mountains. Faith brings things into existence. Things that were not. God spoke as if they were. And guess what? They happened. When we learn to trust God with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways, and he'll lead you right to it. He won't leave you hanging. Can you trust him? I trust God more than I trust mama and daddy. Sometimes mama said, I would help you, but I can't help you this time. Praise God. God never turns me away. The reason I am where I am today is because I trust God. There's a lot of things. See, we're in a problem today, and I'm going to let you go because it's, praise God. I took my watch. Well, praise God. I don't see my clock. But I want you to know that God never fails. If you come to God with all your heart, believing that he's going to do it, I don't care if it's finances. How many of you know that God is a financier? God makes ways out of no way. I'm not telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I have experienced. The Lord said something to me that really kind of got to me. The Lord said, I'm going to give you a testimony. I want you to trust me. See, you're a preacher, so you can't preach what you can't, you know. I can't put on you what I don't bear myself. I can't teach you to trust God, and I don't trust him. I'm worried half to death. You know, what's, God, are you going to? Hey, praise God. He said, I want to make an example out of you. Sometime my finances would get very low. And guess what? My head would say, now what you going to do? My heart said, I'm going to trust God. Guess what? Here I am. Now, it didn't just happen one time and that was it. Many times God would lead me to the brink of disaster. Then all of a sudden he'd come in and do it. Didn't I tell you I'd do it? That's why I'm still here. That's why I'm still saying the same thing. That's why I admonish you. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how many disappointments you had. I don't care how many people turned you down. God will never turn you down. I spent 20 years at U.S. Medical Center volunteering out there. I was a chaplain out there for a while. I met all kind of people, all kind of men. Hallelujah. Guess what? I told them what I went through. I said, I'm not reading you out of a book. This is not something I learned in cemetery, praise God. No, this is God. God will fix you. God will fix every problem that you seem to have. I could give you experience after experience, testimony after testimony, praise God. But God has brought us through. God said, hey, I want to leave you with this. Trust God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I don't care, it might look impossible, and it could be. But with him, all things are possible. So you can trust God to bring you through. Everybody standing on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there is a problem in your life, if you are facing issues, I want you to know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you're able to ask or think. There is no impossibility with God. Hallelujah. I want to pray a short prayer. I just want you to lay that problem on the Lord. Say, Lord, this is your problem. I'm tired of carrying it. I'm tired of wrestling with this thing. I give it to you. And guess what? When you give it to him, leave it there. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you now. There are those here that are facing tremendous problems. And I know that you're able, God. The devil has whispered in their ear and have said to them, you might as well give up. You might as well give up. But I want you to know the devil is a lie. This is not a time for giving up. This is a time for being strong. Hallelujah. This is not a time for looking back. We're going forward. We can't drive our car looking through the rear view mirror. Hallelujah. God, we trust you right now. At this moment, God, we just lay it all at your feet and we're walking away from it. We're not going to put anything back. We're backing up from it. We're living it with you and we thank you. It shall be done. And everybody said, now just think about it. Go home and think about it. Don't try to figure it out. Think about it.